Okay, the polls are now open in many places. We're on our way. You can stay connected with NPR News all day, all night, all week for full coverage and analysis of whatever this election may bring. And you can connect with your NPR station for all the latest on your state and local races. We're covering that. And together we make the NPR network with more than 3,000 journalists nationwide and abroad.
We will have live special coverage starting at 7 p.m. Eastern on the NPR app and your local station, and all the results at npr.org. Tomorrow morning, we will continue our live coverage right here on Morning Edition as the sun rises across the country. Steve and I will be here with all of our colleagues from sea to shining sea.
Some other news now. Machinists at Boeing will soon be back on the job. Their union voted yesterday to approve a contract, ending a strike that lasted 53 days. Wow. The deal gives machinists a raise and provides a boost for the company. NPR transportation correspondent Joel Rose is covering this. Joel, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Okay, so what do the workers get?
Well, the headline is that the workers get a 38% wage hike. That is up from 25% in Boeing's initial offer, though still not quite the 40% raise that the union wanted.
Okay.
Each member also gets a $12,000 ratification bonus. Union leaders portrayed this as a win because the company moved quite a bit from their first offer, which was resoundingly rejected by the union. Here's Union District President John Holden announcing the results at the union's hall last night.
This is a victory. We can hold our heads high, we all stood strong, and we achieved something that we hadn't achieved for the last 22 years.
Union leaders did endorse this deal and warned that the company's next offer might be worse if members did not approve this one. In the end, it passed with 59% of union members who voted, but there were definitely a lot of members who were not happy about it. You could clearly hear some boos in the hall when the results were announced.
I think you got to help me understand that, because you told me the management offer and the union offer, and it sounds like they ended up going almost all the way over to the union demand. So what were the objections?
Yeah, there's still a lot of resentment around retirement benefits. Many union members wanted Boeing to restore the traditional pension plan that the company froze in 2014 during the last round of bargaining.
Ah.
And that is one key demand where Boeing did not budge in the end. It remains a major source of anger among the union's rank and file. Boeing says it's not going back to that old pension because it's too expensive, though the company did agree to increase its contributions to employees' 401k plans.
What does Boeing get out of this deal?
They get to start building planes again. Their factories in the Pacific Northwest have been crippled since September. Boeing posted a $6 billion loss in the third quarter of the year. Now, that was not totally because of the strike. The company was already struggling with major production problems even before that work stoppage. Boeing's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, said in a message to employees that the company is pleased by the ratification vote. Quote, there is much work ahead to return to the excellence that made Boeing an iconic company.
When you say return, that seems like the key word. I think there was a time not so long ago when people only associated Boeing with excellence, but that has not been the case after safety questions and other issues in recent years.
Exactly. I mean, Boeing is under a lot of pressure to start generating more cash and delivering planes to airlines that have been waiting for them. You know, the White House got involved here. President Joe Biden hailed this deal. He said in a statement that the contract is, quote, important for Boeing's future. And Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu was involved in facilitating negotiations a couple of times, flew to Seattle, including just last week when this deal was hammered out.
How quickly can the Boeing factories be moving again?
Union members can go back to work as soon as Wednesday and as late as next Tuesday. But it may take a little bit of time to restart these factories. Suppliers will have to get back up to speed. They've been hurting as well. And remember, Boeing's assembly lines were already under a lot of scrutiny. And the CEO has said it is more important to do this right than to do it fast.
NPR's Joel Rose, always doing it right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Steve.